Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDuke.
Lil Wayne made an emergency landing in Texas after suffering seizure-like symptoms on a private jet. After the plane touched down, the rapper was transported to a local hospital to get treatment. It's unclear if doctors made an exact diagnosis, but his rep says he's doing better. Speaking of treatment, Sean Diddy Combs is being treated for injuries he sustained during a car accident. A spokesperson said he hurt his neck, ribs, and collarbone in a crash Wednesday near the Beverly Hills Hotel. A police lieutenant said Combs complained about pain, but he was not taken to the hospital at the time. His publicist says doctors are now treating him, and he's grateful for the outpouring of fan support. Bobby Brown has officially been charged with DUI. In addition to that charge, he was also charged with two other crimes, driving on a restricted license and driving a vehicle without a vehicle interlock device. If convicted, he faces up to 2 years in jail. Brown is also facing probation violation for the prior 2012 DUI. Cedric the Entertainer's job is on the line after suffering a loss in ratings. The comedian and lead of The Soul Man debuted to the second highest rating in TV Land history, but since then the show has been losing momentum and may not come back for a second season. Cedric is asking for your help and petitioning fans to write letters and attempt to convince the network that the show should stay. Two of gospel music's biggest acts will co-host the 28th annual Stellar Music Gospel Awards, Kirk Franklin and Mary Mary. Meanwhile, Mary Mary tops the list of nominees with 9 nods. Best New Artist nominee Charles Jenkins earned 8, while Marvin Sapp, Fred Hammond, and Andre Crouch scored multiple nominees. The annual show returns to Nashville's iconic Grand Ole Opry House Theater on January 19th.